On Thursday, international experts and negotiators who seek to shape the way the world's oceans are governed into the future are meeting. The best bit? You're invited. Presented at the forum titled Marine Biodiversity in Areas Beyond National Jurisdiction, Australia's Continuing Role are key delegates who will go on to attend the next month's New York meeting at the UN. Speakers have flown into Sydney to speak to an Australian audience, recognising the role Australia plays in these critical negotiations. Gosh, 7-7, this has my tongue tied, it would seem. On the phone, we have Nicola Bynan, who's head of campaigns from Humane Society International, to tell us a little bit more about the forum. Welcome on the show, Nicola.
Hi, Miles. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, Nicola, I'm not entirely well-versed in areas beyond our national jurisdiction. I dare say a few of our listeners aren't as well-versed either. So can you just tell us a little bit about what the forum's about?
Yes. So the forum is about protecting marine biodiversity, so marine wildlife, on the high seas. Now, the high seas are those areas of our oceans that are outside of countries' national jurisdictions, so where the rule of national governments and national law doesn't apply. It's the Wild West of the oceans. And it's where we currently rely on international goodwill and international cooperation to protect the wildlife on the high seas. But those current frameworks aren't particularly effective. They're not very strong. We call it the giant global governance gap. And so the UN is looking to negotiate a new, stronger framework for cooperation on the high seas. And governments are meeting in New York at the UN headquarters next month for a round of those negotiations. But some of the people who will be heading to New York are coming to Sydney first to talk to us here in Sydney about the negotiations, what's going on, and the role that Australia is playing in them.
Now, you speak about the role that Australia is playing. I mean, what is the role of Australia in these negotiations?
So the Australian government first championed the need for new international law for the high seas about a decade ago. I don't know if people will remember Robert Hill. He was Australia's Environment Minister and Defence Minister in the Howard government, and it's something that he led on, and he's actually going to be speaking at the forum on Thursday. So the government historically has been quite a good champion of the need for reform in this area, and we'll be hoping that the government, you know, keeps that leadership role going forward.
Now, of course, it's Josh Frydenberg, who is also of the same political party that Robert Hill was in the Liberal Party. Has he been particularly vocal on the issue or offered any thoughts or analyses?
Not on this issue. He's doing very busy in the energy space at the moment, but we do hope to capture his imagination on the need for reform in the high seas, and also noting that this particular issue crosses over to the foreign affairs portfolio as well. So Minister Julie Bishop as well is a key player in this as well.
And will either of them be attending the forum on Thursday?
We did invite both of them, and unfortunately, ministers, busy people, they're not able to attend on Thursday. But we do have Michael Bliss from the Department of Foreign Affairs, and he's Australia's chief negotiator on this topic over at the UN. So we're very fortunate that he's coming to give us some real insider insights into the negotiations and what they mean for Australia.
And you said the current situation, you talked about the gap in governance. More specifically, are there any particular types of marine biodiversity that are more at risk because of this gap in governance?
Well, all our marine biodiversity, if you think about it, current frameworks haven't been doing a very good job of protecting fisheries, keeping our fisheries sustainable. Overfishing is a terrible problem all across the oceans. So that's a major priority for the world, for marine biodiversity, for conservation, but also for the planet's food security into the future. So I think that's a priority for governments, and it's why a lot of governments will realise that we need a stronger regime. But of course, species like albatross, who are victims of industrial fishing because they get caught accidentally, and we need stronger legislation, international treaties to protect species like that. Our whales, dolphins, turtles, those are some of the iconic species where we need much better regulations and much better cooperation from the international community to conserve them.
Now, you said that some of the ideas would be around, I suppose, managing overfishing and commercial fishing in that regard. Are there any other ideas that are particularly strong that are going to be brought up, perhaps some solutions to some of these problems?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the difficult things is how do you negotiate a protected area on the high seas? How do you negotiate a giant marine park on the high seas? Currently, that's very difficult. So this new international treaty, when it comes, could make negotiations like that much easier. So we could have special places in our oceans that are protected and where damaging resource extractive uses could be prohibited or more tightly controlled.
Now, if our listeners want to attend, now, is it possible that they will be? And where, when, how, like, what are all the details for anyone who's listening and wants to be there on Thursday?
Sure. So the forum will probably appeal to students of international law, maritime law, marine biologists, and they're very welcome to attend. It's a free seminar. It's on at the Australian Museum, so this Thursday the 16th, and registration starts at 8:30. But we have been asking people to register online so that we know how many are coming and we can make sure we've got catering. And there is also limited spaces. Now, you can register online at eventbrite.com.au. So it's event, E-V-E-N-T, bright, all one word, B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com.au, and search for marine biodiversity on the high seas, event at the Australian Museum on Thursday.